You are tuned to 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Our legislative session is underway, and we're joined now by State Representative Debbie Mayfield, a Republican of Vero Beach. One of her bills requires municipal utilities to get county approval before expanding to unincorporated areas.
Right now, they don't have to. They can just, if there's not a utility service being provided, let's say it's gas or a water sewer, they can just go into that unincorporated area and establish the utility services. And all we're saying is that, well, you have to get approval from the county because those county residents and the county commissioners represent those county residents, and you should have to go get approval. If you are a municipality going into another municipality, you have to get the approval of that municipality before you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a fairness to me.
The second part of the bill deals with when a utility franchise agreement expires.
Which is an agreement expires for a reason. Then the county can take back their constituents in that unincorporated area to provide service to them, or ask them if there's a different service provider they would like to use. That's giving representation to the people in the unincorporated area, to the people that they elect and accountable to, or that are accountable to the ratepayers, which is the county commissioners.
She says the bill grew from a private development in the state, which had a private water and sewer system that the developer then sold to a municipality that didn't require the oversight of the Public Service Commission.
No one reviewed the contract except for the people that were going to financially gain from it, being the IOU, the private people that were making money off the sale, and the city of Dunellen, who was going to be making money off those ratepayers. No one else reviewed or approved that contract except for those two entities. So the city, the people that lived in that, I think it was Sweetwater Development, I believe was the name of the group. I mean, they had no representation. There was no one they could go to argue the point that the city overpaid for the system, and the fact that their rate increased something like 300% whenever the city took it over.
Utility situations are familiar to Mayfield. She's also filed a local bill dealing with the City of Vero Beach Power System, which has a majority of its customers living outside the city limits.
That puts the City of Vero Beach utilities for the unincorporated area, those customers, under the Public Service Commission. That's one of the local bills that that I filed, again, that I'll be really pushing to get through.
The Indian River Lagoon is an issue Mayfield says is important, and she's addressing it with a bill on hybrid septic systems, which would allow liquids to be removed by connecting to a sewer system, but solids stay in a septic tank. The system requires smaller pipes and is less expensive.
That is one of the things that will help with these septic tanks that we have on the river, on the Barrier Island. It's less costly to convert them to this type of hybrid septic system than to completely put in sewer lines on the island. So that's a bill that will help in our Indian River Lagoon initiative of keeping the river clean.
Mayfield has also filed a bill dealing with Common Core. When it was first filed, public hearings throughout the state had not been scheduled, so a mandate for those was included.
It requires legislatively to pull out of the park assessment testing. It also required for the Department of Education to do a comparison as to our current standards, as to the Common Core standards, and other standards that might be available out there to ensure that we do have the highest standards in the country, mm-hmm. not common standards with everybody else, but higher standards than other people in the U.S.
We've been speaking with State Representative Debbie Mayfield. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.